Page 170. Unit 10. Malu Bhalu.
Read and enjoy.
High up in an icy lair lived a little polar bear. Snow White, Snow Bright was her mane. Malu Bhalu was her name.
Very soon our Malu Bhalu learned the things her parents knew. Fish to catch, big and small, Malu was a clever girl.
Malu said to her mother one day, "Ma, I'm going far out to play. I want to see the things that lie there beyond the big blue sky."
"A little patience, child," said Mum. "In the summer when next it comes." Summer, patience, what a test. Malu simply could not rest.
Page 171. First things first, Malu's mum clasped Malu tight within her arms. Then she said, her voice was firm, "Now, my dear, you'll have to swim."
"But, Ma," said Malu, "what do I know? How will I? I've never swum before." "Don't worry, dear," said Malu's mother. "Do as I do, that's all," she advised her.
She had no choice, no other way. Malu had to swim that day. Tight she gripped her mother's hand, into the water splash to land.
Brave mother's brave young daughter, doubt and fear she left behind her. Malu swam with all her might. It didn't matter, wrong or right.
But swimming came so naturally. Her mother knew this and all could see. Fearless was Malu, this she knew. Not just brave, but special too.
Translated from Hindi by Sandhya Rao. Excerpts from Malu Bhalu by Kamla Bhaseen.
Page 172. New words. Lair. Wild animals, lying place. Mane. Long hair on the neck of some animals. Clasped. Here, encircle. Hold closely. Might. Great strength.
Reading is fun. 1. Where did the polar bear live with her family? 2. What did Malu learn to do from her parents? Where did Malu want to travel? 4. What was it that Malu's parents wanted her to learn? 5. Was Malu scared to swim? Did she learn it easily? 6. Read the last two stanzas of the poem. Whom does she stand for in both? 7. See the picture shown below and talk about it.
Page 173. Use a chart. Here's a chart which has 5 pictures, true or false, and character sketch.
Answer these as true or false. Malu's hair was white. Malu knew how to swim. Malu was playing with the penguins. Malu was good at catching fish. Malu was a brave Bhalu. Malu did not love her mother. Malu's mother was firm.
Character sketch. Brave, strong, hardworking, eager to learn more. Smart, caring, impatient, female, affectionate, bold, playful, white, adventurous, clever, young, fearless.
Now pick any 6 of these characteristics and write them down in the space provided below.
Write a detailed character sketch of Malu Bhalu.
Using these 6 characteristics, now write a detailed character sketch of Malu Bhalu in the space provided below.
Page 174. Let's talk. Read the following passage carefully. One day, Meena plucks a mango and brings it home. Her grandmother gives the larger piece to Raju because he is a boy. Meena protests. After all, she brought the mango and she is the elder of the two. She insists she has a greater right over her share. Her father comes to her help and divides the mango equally. Now, answer the questions. 1. Who brought the mango home? 2. Why did Meena's grandmother give a larger piece to Raju? 3. Who do you think should have got the larger piece?
1. Using the following clues, write about yourself in the space below. Name, place you live in, physical features, habits, likes and dislikes, etc.
2. What are the things your mother asks you to do? Things you like to do? Things you don't like to do? Things you do not like to do? Give your answers in the space given below. Page 175.
Let's write. 3. Malu lived with Malu's parents in the North Pole. Malu had great fun with Malu's seagull friends. One day, Malu's father told Malu that the hunters had come to trap Malu and Malu's family. Malu knew how to hide very well. Malu shut Malu's eyes and curled up like a ball of snow. The hunters searched for Malu and Malu's family everywhere, but in vain. We can avoid repeating the names by using certain other words in their place. Study the table below. Person speaking. Singular, I, me. Plural, we, us.
Person spoken to. Singular, you. Plural, you.
Other persons. Singular, he, him, she, her. Plural, they, them.
Places, things. Singular, it.
Now, rewrite the above paragraph using words from the above table. Space has been provided for your answer.